WNRN is supported by SevoPodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. The following interview was recorded at The Sound Studios. For more information, it's thesoundstudios.net.
This is Ann Williams, WNRN. Thanks for tuning in. We've got the Wooden Birds in the Sound Studios, and we're glad to have them here, set up and ready to go. Andrew Kinney is the lead person in this band, and there's been a transition a little bit from this American Analog set to the Wooden Birds. Leslie is still with you, but let's talk a little bit about transitioning from one project to the other.
Well, it's the T word. That's a big word. It's a bit grand to say that it was a transition. The Analog set stopped touring in 2005, and I just really missed playing and making music. And I was in a couple of other bands in the interim. And then we started the Wooden Birds more or less, you know, last year. Like this time last year, we finished the record and started looking for a label and planning touring and things like that.
Well, it seemed as if there was also an actual geographical move involved as well.
Well, so here's how that went down. I was living in Brooklyn at the time. I decided to move back to Austin and start a band. And everybody besides me still lives in Brooklyn. So I don't know how I pulled that off. It was not super smart, but I got the people I wanted to get. And that's the people you see in the studio right here.
We've got the Wooden Birds in the Sound Studios. What are we going to be doing first?
We're going to play a number called 717 that's on Magnolia.
Wooden Birds in the Sound Studios. Andrew Kenny is the lead singer and the songwriter for the Wooden Birds. Tell us a little bit about how you bring the songs to the band, or what inspires you for these songs. I like the 7 to 17 song. It's so sweet.
I think it's a good concept for a song. Well, our band is only 6 months old, basically. So, you know, to say we would have a pattern of songwriting would be a little misleading. I mean, we're really just getting going on this. So, but the record was made last year, and then after the record was done and we kind of had everything where we wanted it, then we said, okay, well, how should we present this live? So there are no drums on the record, for instance, but it's probably the most important piece of the equation live, you know. So it was a little bit different. The songs were written in a way that wasn't immediately intended to be presented live, and then we thought, oh, we gotta do this live. So they kind of came in two different ways.
Well, one thing I noticed listening to Magnolia was that there seemed to be kind of a signature kind of bassline percussion to it. I mean, I think that if I were to take the songs out of context and listen to it in a mix, I could instantly recognize it as Wooden Birds just because of the way it's put together.
Well, thanks very much for saying it. I tried really hard on that, so I'm glad that you noticed.
Well, talk about a little bit. You said that originally maybe you hadn't intended to play it live, but we obviously have a live incarnation of the Wooden Birds today. Matt Pond wasn't in the original recording. Tell us a little bit about the people you put together to record Magnolia.
Well, most of the basic tracking was done in Austin, and so I had a lot to do with the basic tracking. Leslie sang all over the record, of course, and it's her voice that you recognize in the live version of this band as well. But most of the record was a multi-tracked thing. It wasn't really a capture a live sound. It was more like build a live sound out of these existing little building blocks and apply them to these songs. And then when the record was done, then it was Sean, who's playing drums, who I'd played with before in a couple of different projects, including a previous live version of the Wooden Birds before we were called the Wooden Birds. I tapped him, like, please, will you play drums? Matt Pond, who I've enjoyed his songwriting for a decade or more now, I said I would love to have you come play in this band, and somehow he said yes. I don't know why. I'm as shocked as anybody, but he's here. And so it really was, okay, I just made my fantasy record. Now, who's my fantasy band? And this is what you're looking at here.
Well, good. I'm glad. I was glad to see Matt today too. It was a nice surprise to add to the songs I was looking forward to hearing live. Another live one for us?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's let's do Believe in Love. How about that? Oh wait. Let's try it like that. What do you think?
you're allowed to do because you don't.
The Wooden Birds. We're at the Sound Studios in Charlottesville, and nice to hear this group live. We've been enjoying their music on WNRN, and you're on tour with Great Lake Swimmers.
That's right.
What a wonderful band. How did that all come together?
Well, we hung our shingle out, you know, and looking for a support tour, and hoped we would get somebody that we liked, and we just got really, really lucky. We did a lot of touring in the spring, I guess, and kind of got our name out a bit. But really, it was just luck. I still suspect that somebody dropped out at the last minute and we got it. So, but I don't know. We love the band and they're great people, and we're really, really, really lucky to be on tour with such a great sounding band.
Well, to me, it sounds a bit like a compliment. I mean, sometimes it's good to put together bands that are almost completely different thinking, and I don't think that that's what's going on here. But you're still very complimentary to each other, which is kind of nice.
I think it's a good pairing. It's a good pairing. I think we're both doing something kind of, you know, interesting with folk or country influenced mid-tempo rock. But if you think you've got a band that has a lot of finesse in it, you should go see the Great Lake Swimmers and get shown what finesse really is. They're really a great, great sounding band, and every song is just every note's in the right place. And if you're a fan, they play every song you want them to play. It's a great, great show.
And you're on Barsuk Records.
That's correct.
And you were able. Do you know people who are on Barsuk? How did that come about?
Well, I guess I've been sending them my records for a long time and having them turn them down. So eventually they said yes. No, I've known those guys for a while, and I've toured with bands on their label before. And I've, as a band and as an individual, I guess I've been on their radar for a while. So, you know, the shopping process for this record was really easy. My wife gave them the record. Just for kicks, and they called me up and said, "Yeah, I think our time is now." And I said, "Yeah, let's do it." And it really was that easy.
I've been talking with Andrew Kenny from Wooden Birds, and we have the Wooden Birds live in the Sound Studios here in Charlottesville. If you're interested in more information about the Sound Studios, it's soundstudios.net. One more for us this afternoon?
I think we should.
Okay.
This song is called "False Alarm." So long.
This is the Wooden Birds in the Sound Studios in Charlottesville. Thank you to Andrew and Leslie and Matt and Sean for having a great live session with us. Thanks again.
Thank you.